Scottsdale voters are being asked to change the city charter to require certain projects in the McDowell-Sonoran Preserve to be okayed by voters before moving forward. And the signs in support and opposition of Proposition 420 can be confusing. They read Protect Your Preserve and Protect Our Preserve, but are actually on opposite sides of the issue. The Your Preserve is the no side, while the Our Preserve supports the measure. Part of the issue here is a proposal called Desert Edge, formerly known as the Desert Discovery Center, which supporters describe as a research and education center that aims to teach visitors about the Sonoran Desert. The $60-plus million project would cover more than 5 acres at the Gateway Trailhead in North Scottsdale and has long been controversial. Late last year, the City Council decided to put the brakes on the project while critics collected signatures to refer the issue to the ballot. The measure, known as Prop 420, is not directly about Desert Edge, but if passed, would put the question of that project directly to voters. We have two perspectives on this issue today, starting with Jason Alexander. He's one of the directors of NoDDC, which aims to make sure any development in the McDowell-Sonoran Preserve goes to a public vote. And Jason, why do you think voters should support Prop 420?
Proposition 420, in its core, does a very simple thing. It ensures that any development in the McDowell-Sonoran Mountain Preserve goes to a vote of the citizens, not the politicians, not the developers.
I'm wondering if at some level this question is really about the appropriate role of government, because for a lot of things we elect city council members and mayors to make these kinds of decisions. You're saying for this kind of thing, no, we don't want them making these decisions. We should make the decision. Do you think it's a fair assessment to say that this is at some level a question of the role of government?
Well, every major decision about the McDowell-Sonoran Preserve for the past 20-something years has gone to a vote of the citizens of Scottsdale. The citizens have voted 5 times to tax themselves to fund and purchase the preserve. So it is really following a precedent. And this issue came up because in 2016, the city council decided that they no longer had to follow the precedent that every major decision went to a vote of the people.
How much of this is about Desert Edge?
It started about Desert Edge, but what that really exposed, getting back to your earlier question, was what was the role of government. Because to put Desert Edge forward, everyone expected that there would be a public vote, again, because every major decision in the preserve, and really every major capital project in Scottsdale, has gone before the citizens. Suddenly, City Council was saying, oh no, we can build whatever we want and spend whatever we want out of the preserve fund by a simple majority of 4. And that exposed a loophole in the city charter, and that is what Proposition 420 is really intended to do, simply close that loophole and codify that any development decisions need to go before the citizens.
Now, in reading through 30-some-odd pages of arguments for and against this in the city's publicity pamphlet, it seems like one of the concerns that opponents put forward is that this could set a precedent for not only projects in the preserve, but for other municipal type projects, that instead of the elected leaders being able to decide what can and can't happen, more things would have to go to a vote of the people. Tell me why you're not concerned about that.
There were 2 years, and really going back even further, probably going back to 2008, from when the first large-scale commercial development edutainment center was proposed, that citizens began discussing and organizing to demand a vote over this project. It took 300 volunteers 6 months hitting the streets to collect 37,608 signatures of their fellow citizens. 1 in 3 voters in Scottsdale signed our petition. There is absolutely no issue in the city of Scottsdale that will ever compare to this.
But in terms of other projects that normally a city government might be able to approve or not approve, is there any thinking on your part that if voters approve Prop 420, that the next time there needs to be, a new fire or police station or some other project in the preserve, that will have to go to a vote of the people? I mean, how broad or narrow do you envision this to be?
Well, our charter change is actually extremely narrow. If you read it, it's really only about 100, 200 words. There's 2 paragraphs. The first one says any construction in the preserve other than for trails, trailheads, or maintenance needs to go to a vote of the people. And then there's a list of exceptions. It's a really narrow change.
If voters approve Prop 420, do you think that they would then have a say on Desert Edge? Do you think the city would move forward with that project?
You know, if the city thinks it's a good idea, and certainly there have been some voices that do think it's a good idea, by all means, propose it. By all means, propose it. We are not trying to stop this specific project. We are simply saying let the citizens vote on it.
So if that happens and Scottsdale voters say, yes, we want this, would you be okay with that?
Absolutely. This is the People's Preserve. The people bought it. The people taxed themselves for it. If the people vote to have the Desert Edge, then so be it. The key to our whole proposition is we are preventing the precedent from being established that four city council people by simple majority can decide what goes in the $1.7 billion preserve and spend the $125 million preserve fund by a simple vote of four politicians.
Do you think that if Desert Edge is built, it would enhance the preserve? Do you think it would take away from the preserve? What kind of impact do you think it would have?
I think it wouldn't really relate to the preserve because it is a self-contained museum and entertainment center. I don't think the idea per se is bad, but I think there are so many better places and better synergies it could have. For example, the Museum of the West is a beautiful facility right in downtown Scottsdale. It has incredible integration with the community, with the galleries, with the restaurants, with the stadium. Why not add a wing to the Museum of the West? It doesn't have to be a huge investment. The building's already there. And if it fails, the building can be repurposed. They're talking about a specific one-off facility that has absolutely no other purpose other than to house one project with a questionable revenue stream.
That's Jason Alexander, one of the directors of NoDDC, which supports Proposition 420. But the measure has its share of critics as well. Melinda Gulick is one of them. She's served on both the Scottsdale-McDowell-Sonoran Preserve Commission and the McDowell-Sonoran Conservancy, and is currently a campaign volunteer for Protect Your Preserve, which opposes Prop 420. And Melinda, why do you think voters should vote no on this?
Proposition 420 is a change to our city charter. The city charter is like the Constitution for the city of Scottsdale, and the proposition on the ballot in November, Prop 420, we believe has some unintended consequences that are concerning not only for the governance of Scottsdale, but also for the management of the McDowell-Sonoran Preserve.
What kinds of unintended consequences do you think this might have?
Well, I think the first piece is that the charter seeks to empower the McDowell-Sonoran Preserve Commission to make decisions about what's in the best interest of the preserve. Today, that right and authority is vested in the city council, and we believe that's the right place for that authority to be vested, not to empower this unelected and unaccountable group of people, I used to be one, to make decisions about what's appropriate in the preserve. The second part of the unintended consequences is that it's unclear what impact this charter amendment will have on the maintenance and restoration of the preserve. So, for example, if we have a major flood event, if we have a major fire event, or if we have a major drought, what kind of improvements, for example, a watering hole in the case of a drought or fire breaks in the case of a wildland fire, you know, would the city be able to undertake those projects if this proposition passes?
Now, when you talk about putting more power in the hands of the Preserve Commission, the initiative just says that any building, basically, that's not already been approved has to go to a vote of Scottsdale residents. How does that give more power or put some of these additional decisions in the hands of these unelected commissions?
So the challenge with the proposition is that it empowers the Preserve Commission to determine what's appropriate in terms of restoration efforts or other improvements in the preserve. And the word appropriate is undefined. And I think that leaves us open to all sorts of interpretation, which could cause lots of lawsuits and lots of confusion in the future. And it would paralyze the city in terms of, you know, what is in the best interest of the preserve and can they move forward with these projects.
That sounds like it might be the same concern you have with the second unintended consequence you referenced in terms of needing to do something maybe a little more quickly in terms of dealing with a flood or a fire or something like that. Now, supporters will say this really doesn't have to do with that kind of thing. It's really about building something like Desert Edge in the preserve. Mm-hmm. It sounds like you don't necessarily think it stops with that.
Oh, I definitely don't think it starts with that. The proposition effort was born out of concern for the Long Plan Nature Education Center that was approved with these exact uses in 2007. However, the broad nature, the overly broad nature of this proposition applies to the entire McDowell-Sonoran Preserve.
It seems to me that at some level, this question is really about what is the role of government? That what do we elect, in this case, mayors and city councils to decide, and what should voters ourselves decide? Do you think that's a fair assessment?
I think that's a fair assessment, and I believe in the American system of government and the Scottsdale system of government that has elected representation, and we have the ability to vote people we support into office, and we hold them accountable by either reelecting them or not reelecting them based on the votes that they've made. It's cumbersome to do votes of the people for questions, even if they're controversial. And I'll grant that this has been controversial, but I don't think that should motivate us to change our city constitution.
The project itself, Desert Edge, used to be called a Desert Discovery Center in a different iteration. That it also has been very, very controversial, as you referenced. I'm wondering if sort of at the end of the day, do you see where other people are coming from, that maybe having a commercial entity in that spot maybe isn't the best use for that land, or maybe sort of that's not the right spot for this kind of development?
So I would suggest that the Desert Edge is not a commercial development. The Desert Discovery Center is not a commercial development. It's no more commercial than a library, the Desert Botanical Garden, or a local museum. Because it has the opportunity to earn revenue does not make it a commercial use. It's a municipal use. It has been envisioned at the gateway to the McDowell-Snorn Preserve since before that land was acquired. If there was another spot in the city, we've done multiple site studies. I haven't found that spot, but I'm all ears if there is one.
So if you are successful and 420 fails, do you think that means that Desert Edge is automatically built?
Absolutely not. I think that if 420 does not pass, I think it gives the community the opportunity to work on the plan for the Desert Edge and get feedback from the community.
Melinda Gulick is with the group Protect Your Preserve, which is opposed to Prop 420. We'll post a link to the ballot language and arguments pro and con from the city's publicity pamphlet at theshow.kjzz.org.